Stuart, we'll start here today. It's going to be Milan Mandarić Day this weekend, and the fans are going to get an opportunity to thank Milan for the work he's done at the club. He will get a chance to speak to them as well. We just get a thought from you on what's going to happen this weekend.
Well, the most important thing is I think the chairman deserves to say cheerio to the supporters and thank them for their support and for them to give them an opportunity to thank him. And then obviously we just got to focus on the game, and that's the most important thing. Is I'm sure he'd prefer the 3 points in the bag for us.
Could it create sort of a positive feeling? You know, 15 minutes before the game, this is going to happen. Could it have create some positive energy going into kickoff?
We'd hope so, and also the new recruits that we've got into the football club will do also. But like I said, the most important thing is I'm sure the chairman would rather us get 3 points and a good performance as well.
With all the business going on the other day, have you had a chance yet to speak to the new owners?
No, because obviously backwards and forwards, I think they're out of the country at the moment. Whether they're coming to the game on Saturday, I'm not too sure yet. But the pleasing thing is, like, we've got the business done.
Four players in, how have they fitted in so far?
Well, one, Melo's only trained with us this morning because he had to go back to Portugal. And again, he looks a very good player. What we knew he was, he's a strong tackling midfield player, wins it and gives it. And the other boys have just settled in and they've had a couple of days training with us now. We trained at Hillsborough the other day because of the frozen conditions. So they're all raring to go. But the most important thing, like I say, is that I didn't want to leave ourselves short like we did this time last season going into the running. We're asking lads to play out of position. We're asking lads to play with injuries. We had suspensions. So hopefully, touch wood, we're not going to get caught out this year.
We've had a chance to speak to Boosh for the first time today. Just he's a very confident individual, isn't he? And that will help him, I guess, as he settles into English football.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want players to come in and hit the ground running. And he's already done that in training. He's hit us in the eye. He knows where the goal is. So, like I say, that the most important thing is like when we bring new players into the building, they want to hit the ground running. Like I said, I'm pleased with it. He's confident, comes over very confident, and that's how he plays as well. I think he's one of these that will sniff out a chance and create a chance and hopefully convert half a chance as well.
With Melo obviously only training today, and with Boosh coming from Bulgaria to come play in English football, are they in contention to start right away? Are they going to need some time?
Yeah, once they get that signature on that contract, if I feel it's right to put them in. I know Buster's not probably played till middle of December. Melo played last Friday, so he's fit and ready to go. McGugan's not trained much because I think he didn't do very much training after he left us and gone back to Watford, and he's not had any game time. So, and then we got Semi, who's still struggling with his toe injury at the moment. So, but like I say, I'll definitely get 11 out there and. The bench will be stronger and there'll be a few sat in the stand as well.
Where is McGugan at then? Because he was getting close to 100% before he went back. You mentioned that he's been training with the first team that much, has he? So where is he now? Is he anywhere near 100%?
Well, he's trained with us a couple of days now and he's just been blowing a bit. It's been two quite tough sessions. But like I say, the boy's got quality. It's just whether I throw him in, it's whether he can maintain it for 90 minutes. And that's what I always say to the players. Look, I don't want anybody coasting. If you go out, you blast it for an hour, and because we can bring three substitutes on. And the last thing you want is a player doing that coasting because suddenly they're not fully committed to everything. I'd rather a player go out and blast it and then me make changes then.
Just how keen is he to get that first Wednesday goal?
Well, you just have to ask him. He's disappointed. I think that's part of his game. That's why we brought him into the football club. He seems to be getting closer and closer for us, but then suddenly went back to Watford after that.
You've had a good look at Ati Niu and Stevie May and what they offer. How tempting is it going to be? And I know you're not going to reveal your team, but to have a look at Will Keane and Sergio Busch.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I've got different types of players. They'll wear number nines or they'll wear number tens. Same with midfield players. I've got creative midfielders and I've got players. And you need a different balance. And like I've said to you before, is that it's having probably two tough tackling midfield players. It's great having two flair centre forwards and two hard working centre forwards. So it's getting the right balance, and then hopefully then they'll click together. But like I say, whoever two get the shirt, it's up to them to keep the shirt. If not, I've got options of changing. Whereas before we've been a little bit limited.
You've got genuine competition in most areas now. Up front, we just mentioned the names there. Plenty of options in midfield and in defence now with Vermeil coming as well. How different is that? Because in the past it was really kind of just your goalkeeper where you had that level of competition.
Well, we've had a training session out there today and I've got 24 outfield players, which was great. It was It was high intensity. It was. They're all trying to hit me in the eye. They all want to play, and that's the nature of the beast that we're working with. Is that last thing I want is somebody comfortable or happy not to be playing. I want them all fighting to get into the 11. And there's going to be times when I pick 11 that I think are the best 11 to get the result for Sheffield Wednesday.
How has Vermeil looked so far, player? Obviously, you were very keen to get him.
Yeah, again, very fit, very strong. Can get up and down the wing. Can get a cross in. Defensively, he's been good. His pace is excellent as well. And I just feel we Liam Palmer's probably needed that a little bit more, that little bit of pressure on him as well, because Lewis has been in the treatment room far too long. But even Lewis is out there now, so at the moment, I've got options, which is good.
Does it also give you the option, if you choose to move Liam around? I mean, we've seen him playing predominantly full-back, but we know he can play further forward. We know he can play midfield as well.
Yeah, I think I played Liam at midfield at Manchester City away. Liam's got energy. He can get up and down the pitch. I think Liam will probably class himself as a utility player. Maybe we need to nail him down to one position. But I'm sure Liam would know if I'm getting the team, I'll play it right back. If I'm getting the team, I'll play midfield. So Liam's one of these individuals who will play anywhere for you.
How does Gary Medine fit into this equation? You've got four strikers now, and obviously with Boosh coming in, you're just adding further to those numbers. He's back here. Where does he fit in?
Again, it's because roll your sleeves up and hit me in the eye and fight your way back into the team. One thing we do know is, like I say, we allowed Gary to go out and play games at Coventry. And he's come back. He looks sharper, fitter, and that's why we've let Lavery go out. 21's football is okay. You get your 90 minutes under your belt, but it's not the same intensity. You might as well not have a training session out here. I'm not a lover of the 21 football, but the most important thing is playing week in, week out on a Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. That's the most important.
So you think that loan spell at Coventry was just what he needed, and now he's ready to genuinely compete?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, and like I say, that competition that we've got, that's one eye on letting Lavery go out, was because again he needs to get that match sharpness, and you've got Gaz coming back into the building because he's played games and got games under his belt.
How significant was it? I suppose it's pretty obvious, really, that at the end of January you haven't lost anybody either. You've not sold any players.
No, which is good. You guys kept speculating we were going to lose.
It wasn't just us, Stuart.
Well, was it the players as well? Was it? I don't know. Now, at the end of the day, like I said to you before, we must be doing something right at the time if other clubs are interested in your players, which is good, and that's what I keep saying to the players. At the end of the day, if you play well, you're going to get the applaudits. But the most important thing is, like I said, that we didn't want to lose anybody, and like I said, we've got a lot of competition, which is healthy.
Was it pretty quiet in that regard then? There was no late inquiries or anything?
Only loans, a couple of loans, that was all, but it didn't materialise. Whether that happens again when the emergency loan window opens, I'm sure it will do.
Do you move on to sort of a second stage now, obviously getting the window done and the loan window will reopen? Do you look at the players you've got in your squad now? Is this time now to sit down with a few people and talk contracts?
Well, the most important thing again is sitting down probably with the new owners once that's been ratified, that and what direction I want to take the football club in, short term and long term, and the players will want to know what's happening. And in the day now, I think what's happening once it's finally the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed and the contracts are sorted out with regarding the club and the new owners, the agents will be ringing up and finding out what's happening with their clients, because they'll want to know it. And again, like I say, I've got one eye on today and I've obviously got one eye on tomorrow.
Do you think sort of by the end of this month or March you'll have a pretty good idea of, you know, who's going to be around for next season?
Yeah, I've got a good idea now. I've got a good idea now, which, like I say, but the most important thing is the players will be the first to be told.
When you look at the pitch, obviously you mentioned that you had to train there. Just how bad is it right now?
Well, it's such a leveller. That's the disappointing thing is... We've trained on it the other day, and let me tell you, it's probably one of the worst pitches that I've ever trained on, or the players have had to play on, or whatever. But it's there. We've got to get on with it. We've got to find a way of beating teams on it, and what that means being a little bit more direct or anything like that. But the frustrating thing is like I say, is that the opposition only have to come and play on it once. We're having to play on it about 23 or 24 times a season, but that's a priority that needs sorting out, and hopefully that'll get done in the summer.
Is there anything you can do to just put a band-aid on this situation? Have you had talks with anybody at the club as to, look, is there anything we can do, get some new turf, whatever it is?
Yeah, I just had a good chat with the ground staff and just saying about new turf and everything, but it just wouldn't bed in. It would probably even make it even worse. It'd be dangerous underfoot. So at the moment, it was just a case of putting all the divots back in and rolling it and try and keep it as compact. But once you get 22 people running about on it, it's going to cut up.
Do you want to get just a result on that pitch as well? I mean, the last couple of games have been tough, haven't they? Just to get a result on that pitch to give your players almost the belief that it isn't going to be so much of an issue.
Well, you want to, one thing is, again, I'm not, it sounds like we are making excuses, but you just want to take the excuse away from them and get a result. That's the most important. It's our patch. We have to find a way of playing. Now, the most important thing, like I said, is when you get into the proper areas, the attacking areas, it's taking bobbles when lads are crossing, and I can understand the fans' frustration when they see Chris Maguire or Magoma suddenly, or Liam Palmer or Joel Matic slicing across that goes out of play. Partly that's down to the pitch, but that's the same for both sides. But the most important thing is any team that we play against here, we've got to make sure we put their keeper and back four under pressure, because we know that we can force errors and force mistakes due to the pitch.
Do you think we'll see the real benefit of having more competition in this game, in that the players will know full well that you've got options? So if they don't deliver, if they get the starting shirt this weekend, if they don't perform, they're probably going to be hooked.
Well, the pleasing thing, is, like I said, is that I've had 24 out there this morning, and we play Saturday, and we play Tuesday, and we play next Saturday. But I'm a great believer, once you've got the shirt, you've got to make it difficult for me to leave you out of the team. And like I said, the most important thing is that it is a team game, it is a squad game. And there will be bodies where it'll be rotated. At the moment, we've got Semedo that's struggling with an injury, so that allows us again to probably fill that position, because Semi's probably been our most consistent player in the last few weeks. Disappointed losing him. Leuvens is out suspended, so again, somebody else comes in there, so it's up to them.
Just have a quick word on Semedo, because it's about a year ago, his future didn't look particularly clear. He hadn't played a lot of games for Wednesday in the Championship, and yet, since then, he's really sort of taken on, got the new contract, of course, and as you're mentioning there, has been pretty consistent for you, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's getting the right balance in your team. I call it soldiers and artists, and you've got to have a few soldiers that win it and give it and do the ugly stuff. Mm. Which we didn't have at Reading last week. We missed Semi big time. We did, and then you need your flair players, and Semi won't be offended me by saying that, but Semi's not the most appealing player to the eye, but he's them ones that go unnoticed. He wins it. He gives it, and that's what you need in your team, more so in the centre midfield area.
But you have got that blend now, haven't you, in other areas as well as just there.
Well, again, I've got Buxton and I've got McGugan, who are the type of flair players that can go and create a goal and hopefully get a goal for us as well. But like I say, the most important thing on Saturday is the whatever 11 I put out there, they will be giving it a right good go.
You weren't the only team busy on deadline day. Cardiff, your next opponents were as well. Owen Doyle coming in amongst others. They're going to present a challenge, aren't they?
Well, they took the boy Ravel from Rotherham, who we've already faced this season. Strong boy, backs into people, very good in the air. Whether Russell's changed his style a little bit and goes a little bit more direct with Doyle running off him. I think they took the boy Malone from Millwall at left fullback. So they've got Peltier in from Huddersfield. So they've got a few new faces. But like I say, I'm more concerned what we do rather than what Cardiff do.
Do you have any sympathy at all for Russell Slade, given that he's been in the job 5 minutes and already seems to be under pressure?
It's nature of the beast, isn't it? It's nature of the beast. No doubt Donnelly will be saying to me, we haven't won in three games. So is it three?
Is that what you're going to say, Don?
Is that what you're going to say?
It might be three, but
yeah.
I wouldn't
want to
say that.
Yeah, but that's what it is.
We don't ask you those kind of questions.
Yeah, but it's a results business. That's the most important. It's results business. Sometimes, you can change these stats around how you want, but no, we know we've got to deliver. We've got to deliver, and so at the moment, we've got to make sure that we beat Cardiff on Saturday.
It's another game when you look back to the last meeting that you could easily have won, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could still see Stevie May going around the keeper and the lad clearing it off the line. Another game we dominated with the ball, and then we end up getting done. So, but no, it was an opportunity to reverse the result, and that's what we'll be doing, trying very, very hard to do so.
Is that the number one priority for the second half of the season, to get the home form better?
No, it's getting many points on the threes. That's the most important thing. Yeah, we want to get our home form sorted out. But we're coming to that. Like I said, we got beat at Reading last week, and we're still 9 points off the top six. So it just shows how inconsistent this division is. It's about getting consistency. We haven't had consistency at home regarding results. I think our performance has been reasonably good at times, but we just haven't put it away. But great opportunities for us on Saturday.
Thank you.
Okay.